take number two of the oral history interview with Louise Bohannon Craig, conducted by Lynn Furrow, February 20th, 1996 at 7 p.m. And the subject of the interview is growing up in the 1920s and 1930s in rural Alabama. I believe we were talking about what you ate in a usual day back then when you were a child, when our tape ended. So if we just finish going over that, that'll probably be enough for my paper. If we were talking about breakfast, what did you usually have for breakfast then?
Well, breakfast we had always had hot biscuits and butter and jelly or fresh fruit or whatever was in season at that time.
What was lunch usually?
Lunch was usually vegetables with cornbread, hot cornbread. And we had milk most of the time for lunch and dinner.
What was dinner usually?
Leftovers from the lunch. Sometimes we would fix hot.
And I don't remember whether we talked about this on the other tape, but could you save leftover food for any length of time? Did you have any kind of ice box or refrigeration? Or
no, we did not have any ice. You either ate it or you just gave it to the pigs or the dogs.
How did you, with no refrigeration, how did you preserve meats and other things like that?
You didn't. You cooked them fresh.
You cooked them fresh.
Sometimes you pork, you would salt it down and then smoke it.
So you could save it sometimes for a short period of time. In the winter, did that help any? Could you keep it?
Oh yes, you could keep it.
You could hang it outside, or you could put it
in a cold place.
So nature took care of your storage sometimes if it was cold enough outside.
Oh yeah.
Did you? So milk was kind of that way too, huh?
Well, a lot of times we would take a gallon of milk and put it in the spring and keep it cold. The water coming out of the spring was cold, and you could put milk in the spring and keep it fresh.
Okay.
It would make it much colder than normal.
So it was a means of refrigeration too.
It was a type. Yes.
Something else that I wondered about is when. I know that my mother had lots of brothers and sisters, so her family may have been a lot poorer than yours, but they rarely got meat to eat. Was that usually the case with you?
You didn't have meat every day, no. But we had chicken and pigs, and my brothers would hunt for rabbits and squirrels and.
So
and
you would
fish.
So you got a good bit of wildlife and other meat. Probably at least once or twice a week then,
yeah.
You think? Between your brothers hunting and the other things that you had on the farm. She lived a little bit more in the city, so that may have been why she didn't.
Probably.
Something I also wondered about that we started to talk about a little bit earlier was inside of the house. Something we didn't go into a whole lot is what sort of furnishings were in the house. Do you remember, or what sort of furniture you had? What would have been in your bedroom?
We had just regular beds.
Were they made of wood or iron?
Iron. That's what I call steel beds. And we had some oak dressers. They were made out of solid oak, apparently. We had several of those.
With drawers?
Yes, they had drawers.
Did you have closets that you hung clothes in, or was
no,
everything
there was
folded?
No such thing as a closet.
Oh. Everything was folded up and put in the drawers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in a shipping row, it had a hanger space.
Oh, yeah. The
big shipping row that had doors on one side and door on the other that could hang clothes.
They hang clothes in. Did you have, what kind of furniture was in your living room, do you remember?
Just chairs.
Just chairs.
No sofa.
No sofa. Were the chairs regular wooden chairs, or were they stuffed chairs?
They were wood chairs.
Wood chairs. So really the furniture was mostly just wood furniture, very few stuffed things or everything was pretty,
it was solid.
Very useful, very
sturdy.
Sturdy and not a lot of frills.
That's right. And we could make cushions to go in the chairs.
Yeah, you could make cushions to go in the chairs to make them softer. Do you remember? It's strange what things I remember from when I was young. It seems like sometimes I remember things that are not, they're little itty-bitty things that people would not usually remember. Do you remember anything specific about the house that you really like? Like one of the things I remember is some curtains my mother had that I really liked. Do you remember anything like that about the house that was a favorite thing of yours? Or any.
I like the big rooms. The rooms were so much larger than
larger than mine. How many fireplaces did you have to have? Yeah, I know
there was one fireplace, and then your cook stove. One
of the other
cooking area.
How did your mother do the wash the dishes in the pan? Did she do that in the house usually?
Oh yeah. You had a black kettle that stayed on the stove all the time that had hot water.
Mm-hmm. And then was there a sink that she poured that into?
No.
No, she washed in the kettle.
No, you washed in a dish pan.
Oh, a metal pan. That's right, because you didn't have indoor plumbing, so you wouldn't.
You didn't have a sink.
That's right. Okay.
And when you got through, you threw it out.
Threw it out the door. Did you have countertops that you worked on?
You
had a table that you worked on. Where were the dishes and pots and pans kept? Were there cabinets that they were kept in?
Yeah, there were some cabinets, not like we have now, but
they did have some cabinets. I didn't know whether they were kept like on shelves or whether they were kept in.
If you have seen
furniture cabinetry,
the old timey wood cabinet that has doors that closes and opens, you know, the one that Joyce has.
Oh, the freestanding it was like a piece of furniture. It didn't attach to the house.
That's right, and then there were pie. Cabinets that had the metal doors that had nail designs.
Okay. So the kitchen wasn't like a kitchen that we think of nowadays that has all the built-in cabinets and all the things. It was just a room.
Anything. It was a room.
Until you moved in, and then you moved in your furniture. You moved in your baking cabinet or your pie cabinet, and you moved in your dish cabinet.
And then there was a cabinet that you kept your meal and flour and sugar. Mm. So.
Is that similar to that
it's
big
kitchen,
one?
It's a kitchen cabinet. And it has a dispenser that you put the flour in.
Oh, so it actually was kind of made to hold the flour bag, or the?
It was made to hold the flour.
And you dumped the flour out of the bag into the
container,
and then it you could dispense it out of that container.
It had a sifter in the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'll have to take you antiquing one day.
You sure will. That sounds like a neat thing. That might be nice to have nowadays.
It had the dispenser on one side and then a little cabinet up on the other side that you could put special dishes in. And then it had a roll top.
Like a roll top desk, kind of?
Similar. And you could keep your meal and your sugar and
stuff,
baking stuff and that. And then the bottom part had drawers down one side, and the other side was a big door, and it had racks in there, and you could keep your tray that you make your flour and stuff in there.
Okay.
It's quite different from what we have now.
So it was especially designed because you didn't have kitchen cabinets.
That's right.
I never thought about, and I guess I never thought about Joyce's cabinet that she has
that was
as
my
being
mother's
a kitchen cabinet. That was your
mother's?
So that's a family heirloom.
Oh, yeah. She told Casey when the flood was coming down in Albany that if he got out of there first, put that cabinet on his truck and be gone.
He better take that cabinet if he didn't get anything else. Well, I'm kind of drawn to that cabinet. I always comment on how nice it looks, no matter what color she has it painted or no matter what room she's got it in. I didn't ever realize that was like a family heirloom type thing.
It is.
That's neat. That's fun to have.
I don't know how old it is, but it's well over 50 years old.
So she didn't care whether all the rest of the furniture ground or not, but she didn't want that cabinet ground.
It's made out of a thin plywood.
Yeah. It would ruin in a hurry if it got wet. Well, what did the eating area look like? Was it just a table?
It was a wood table.
Heavy wood table, probably.
Yeah.
Just with chairs around it.
Yes, and the chairs back then had a woven seat, like a basket weave, most all of them.
Probably made them more softer and more comfortable to sit on.
Well, they would be
okay. I think I remember seeing some of those in my grandmother's.
I have one down in the basement.
Is it still in good shape?
No, it's in fair shape.
Do you know where you can get those re-weaves?
Well, my daddy could do the re-weaving of them.
Could he? I know someplace in Anniston where they'll re-weave those for you if you ever need to know.
Okay.
That probably shouldn't be on this history tape, but I know somewhere where they have a place where handicapped people work, and that's one of the things they will do is re-weave the bottoms of those chairs.
And they made designs in the
weaving.
Ah. If they were not real busy, they could put
that was designs. One of their artistic
That's
outlets,
right. It was
kind
made of. Out of white oak.
Yeah. They just did all kinds of hand-done things that machines do now.
Right.
And they could be so much more artistic with them, couldn't they? They just put
their
personal
touch on. Well,
they had
plenty of
time,
but they didn't have the things that we have. But they could keep busy.
That may be a plus. I think sometimes people can't keep busy. Well, thanks for your time, and I think I've probably got enough for my paper and. I've learned a whole lot. I thought I knew about when my mom was young, but there's a lot of things I didn't realize too. Because remember when I called you, I said, kids nowadays that are 18 or 19 have no clue. Well, guess what? I didn't know about a lot of it either. So, but it's been real interesting and a lot of fun.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.